Mary Pippin, and welcome to a special live version with Mary Sutherland. And she's quite a woman, a very interesting person. We've known her a long, long time, probably longer than either one of us would like to admit. But Mary's doing quite well now. She has the Vortex Conference, and that's coming up over Halloween weekend. But we're going to talk about you're one of our favorite people. And before we do anything, let's talk about that restaurant and the bookstore and the little complex you put together there in Burlington, Wisconsin. It looks good.
Well, thank you. Well, as a lot of people know, I started out with just a small little place here in Burlington, Wisconsin, for UFO and paranormal research. And then, as more and more people became aware of what we were doing, more and more people showed up, and the next thing you knew, we ended up having to get a bigger place. And so we moved across the street and started up it's a big place. And so
I haven't been up there, but I've talked to people who have, and they love the place.
Yeah, it not for the fact that you haven't been invited, because I remember at least once a year I invite you. And at least once a year we hear an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
this year he was trying to blackmail.
Everything seems to go well with you. Are you still doing your Saturday night tours?
I'm still doing the Saturday night tours, and they've gotten big too. We usually have, anywhere between, sometimes there'll only be a few people, sometimes we'll get up to 80 people. And everybody just wanting to go out there and experience those woods. They're very, very interesting. I still feel that it's one of the most strongest PowerPoints there is in the world. I'll go way past saying North America and say the world. We've had a lot of people that have been around, experiencing the various power points, of Stonehenge, of Egypt, down the Yucatan, and places like that, and they've come and they agree with me. It's what's nice about the Burlington Vortex is it's consistent. So you can study it. What's going to happen there one Saturday will happen there the following Saturday and the following Saturday and the following Saturday. So we can take cameras up there, shoot, and then the next time we go up there, shoot again, and then start making comparisons, and seeing what's repetitive. And
now,
if you can get something to repeat, that's what science likes, because
and,
then you can
they,
study
they
it.
They can make arrangements for that tour by going to your website, right?
Yeah, they can go to burlingtonnews.net, and there's a link right there for tours. I made a mistake.
Is it expensive?
No, it's only like $25.
Okay.
And it usually takes about 3 hours to finish, 3 to 4 hours. So they come in around 7 o'clock. I do like a little presentation at the cafe. Then I take them out, and they experience they experience it shifting into the other dimensions, spirit activity, many times UFO activity. They experience entities coming from the other dimensions that most of the time you are not able to see. Some people will be able to see them with their eyes. Other people see them, through the eyes of the camera. So we'll be out there for a couple hours, then we bring them all back to the cafe, and we have like a theater room there, and like one wall is one huge theater screen. We'll take all those pictures and download them right on a projector, and then that projects onto that theater screen, and everybody sits around with all the lights turned off, and they watch one picture after another. They see them as we see them. So then that way they can't say that I'm fixing those, I'm photoshopping the pictures or anything like that.
Now, does your husband Brad go along on those tours?
You betcha. Brad.
How is he doing?
Brad's doing good. His health is great now, and he was permanently laid off from where he worked after You know, he got that job working for John Wick Holmes right after Vietnam, and he had pretty much dedicated himself to it all these years. And then he got, after that one heart attack, he was permanently laid off. So, but after he kind of got over the shock of that, he started jumping in and helping me, and, you know, and we've been, you know, hitched to the hip ever since, you know, so he's been a great help, you know. And, you know,
I'm a firm believer, Mary, that things happen for a reason, and sometimes bad breaks turn out to be very good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure that he's done a lot of work on the complex there.
He has.
That he wouldn't have been able to do otherwise.
He has. I could not do it without him, you know. And, well, I suppose I could, but it'd be awfully difficult. Because now I'm able to do a lot more. And
well, yeah.
You know, and we've got a great little setup there because it's a place that everybody can come, you know, because it's a full size restaurant there too, and so people can come there and have breakfast and lunch, we got like I think about 7 computers where they can have lunch, and we've got free Wi-Fi so they can have lunch there, breakfast there. You know, if they bring their laptops in, they can, you know, they've got the Wi-Fi, and if not, they've got the computers there. There's people of like mind, so they, you know, they can talk about UFOs and paranormal, you know, and whatever, and share their experiences or their beliefs with people of like minds. It's fun. It's a fun place to come, you know, because, you know, they're not being judged.
I know you have computers in there because somebody told me they were listening to our Dulce special in your restaurant.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while I'll play some of your shows down there, you know, and because that's what I do, you know. People will be in there, and I've got all the, you know, the kind of like a surround sound, so I'll turn the radio on, you know, and we'll listen to various radio shows, you know, on the paranormal and UFO or internet television. Is great too, you know. Like we'll go to YouTube and we hook it right up to the computer or right up to the projector, and just shoot it right onto the screen, so everybody be eating and watching YouTube, you know, specials, you know. So yeah, it's kind of fun.
What are your hours?
Oh God, you would believe. 6 o'clock in the morning until officially 6 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. That's official, but it's never surprising to people to knock on the window at 3 o'clock in the morning and me opening up the door to let them in. You know,
well, I got an email from you this morning at 3:25. So you're still up to your old tricks of staying up all night.
Yeah. Well, that's where, you know, Brad is one of these people that he gets up at 4:30 in the morning. You know, so I mean, it works out pretty good. You know, we don't get to see too much of each other because he's a early morning riser, and that's about the time I'm going to bed. So, but I mean, it keeps the restaurant open all the time because it almost ends up like a 24-hour restaurant. But and then we have our conference there too.
Are you open on Sundays?
7 days a week.
Now I know why I don't run across you and Brad on the road anymore.
I know. That's the only thing I regret, you know, because I remember how Brad and I used to always meet you down there in Roswell. And, you know, we all got to be good friends down there. That's where it kind of started for all of us. Don Schmidt.
It seems, though, Mary, that you are bringing all the action to Burlington.
Well, I can't get out, so I got to bring everybody here.
And that leads me to the Vortex Conference. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about that a little bit, and then we've got to get into your new book and all that subject and things we've been promoting.
There's so much to talk about, isn't there? Burlington Vortex Conference coming October 25th through the 31st. The speakers will be, you know, the big speakers.
Days.
Yeah. About 6 days, isn't it? Monday through Sunday. No, yeah.
Seven,
yeah. I don't know. The 25th, it'll be the 25th through the 31st.
Okay.
So it's Monday, Yeah, and it's a whole week because it starts Monday and it finishes Sunday.
So you've replaced the UFO Congress and having a week-long conference.
Well, I used to just have it like 3 days, okay, 4 to 3 days. One year, four, and then I think last year I had it three. And then this year I decided what we're going to do because there's so many people that want to be involved in it. So what we did is we are running Monday through Thursday as kind of like appreciation days. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we have the big speakers in. But appreciation days, that's like free admission. And we'll have readers there,
and
vendors.
Probably as much fun as when you bring in the big dogs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's so many different people that will be there, various authors, because we got some big authors right here, you know, around here. So we got some nice people down here, authors and UFO research groups and paranormal research groups. You know, we're going to have psychics here, a pet psychic. We've got astrologers coming in. Thursday night we're going to have like a Halloween party. And we're just going to have, just kind of like
Halloween
kick back.
Party, is that going to have costumes?
That's going to be part of the appreciation days.
Uh-huh.
And then that kicks off the speakers that will be coming in.
Yeah. So the ETs and the ancient humans can show up and nobody will notice.
Uh-uh.
It'll be in costume.
Yeah.
Can you run over some of the speakers and what you have?
Okay, we've got, let's see, I should have pulled that up. Let's see, we've got, help me with
yeah,
this.
I hate to put you on the spot but talk about this stuff, we need to let everybody really know.
Yeah, well, the thing is, if I forget somebody, trust me, they will contact me and scream. But we have Don Schmidt coming. You know, Don, he's our Roswell expert, and you know Don from Roswell.
Yes.
And anyhow, Don...
In fact, I got an email from Don today.
Yeah.
We were talking about a couple of things about Roswell.
Right.
We miss seeing you in Roswell, by the way.
Oh, and I miss all you guys, too.
Yeah.
But someday, I'll be back, okay? But Don Schmidt will be there. And Stanton Friedman, Kathy Martin, Dennis Crenshaw.
Now, Stanton was there last year, right?
Stanton is here every year, and he always will be.
I just saw him in Angel Fire.
And
we have an interview with Stanton. I would urge people to listen to it. It's very, very good. It's on demand there in our Angel Fire section. Pardon me for putting a plug in for something.
Well, Stanton is... Stan's a professional, you know, and you know, you have to respect him, you know. I mean, he's put a lot of miles on that body.
He certainly does.
You know, I mean, I think right at this point in time, he's off in Russia someplace. I believe, because I just got an email from him.
The older he gets, the more he seems to travel.
Yeah. Well, you know,
They'll enjoy him for sure, and Don Schmidt is great.
Well, it seemed to me like last year he was in Russia, too, so I don't know what's going on with that one, with Russia. Peter Moon's going to be here.
Tell me about that.
Peter Moon?
I know he had that Romanian thing.
Yeah, and he found some things in Romania, and he went back.
I mean, evidently that tunnel goes all the way to... Giza. Baghdad or someplace.
It goes all the way to the Giza pyramids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and have you had Peter Moon on yet?
Yes.
Yeah, he you know, the guy's very knowledgeable from everything from time travel to the Montauk Project and the investigation of the ancient races of North America.
Yeah, we have another show with Peter Moon coming up, but since he's going to be at your conference, maybe we can move it up and get it on before.
Yeah, he...
And sneak a plug in for you.
Yeah, he is...
Well, I'd like to get up there sometime.
Oh, but. I wished you would. I really wished you would. You'd have so much fun. He's going to be talking So he's going to be here. He's going to have three different presentations. And one is going to be on Montauk, of course, you know, and then the time travel. Another will be on the ancient races. He's calling it the Wisconsin Trail because the Montauk Indians, you know, that takes you right back to the pyramid builders, and he traces their steps from Montauk to Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a very important point in past history, and it's finally becoming more and more exposed. We've got Frank Joseph. He's going to be here. He's going to be talking he's here for 3 days, so he'll have three different subjects, but he'll be talking on Atlantis in North America. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but Frank and I have, and Brad, we've been at Rock Lake a lot this summer. We found a black pyramid. It's we believe it to be an obsidian.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, you see, it's been on the Discovery Channel before, but there was a pyramid discovered under the waters of Rock Lake, down in Lake Mills, which is less than an hour's drive from here. And a lot of people say, right, okay, you're naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Frank never gave up on the idea. Frank Joseph never gave up on the idea of those pyramids, and he went out and he found some. But so anyhow, eventually Frank's Joseph and I got together, and we went out there, and we started investigating that lake together.
I've had him on the air before, but we talked about the Ark.
Yeah, but right. But we got together, Aunt Brad and I and a bunch of others, and we've been out there on Rock Lake, scuba diving, you know, and we found a black pyramid, and I believe it to be obsidian, but it's got hieroglyphs on it, and then we found other remnants of an ancient civilization, walls and a sundial. You know, various things like that. And we've been down there photographing it, trying to document as much as possible. But the last year when we were there, we were interrupted by DNR. You know, an agent for the DNR went out there and wanted to know what we were doing. We told him. And anyhow, he says, let me show you something. He went back to shore, brought back a map, and now... This is to all you naysayers out there, okay? He brought, this DNR agent brought back with him a map and showed it to us, a map that belonged to DNR, of spots on that lake that was documented to have underwater structures. And he says at that point in time, they had documented over 1,100 structures underneath that water. He said that there is a complete underwater city under the surface there. From north they found things from the north side of that lake to the south side to the east side to the west side, a complete city. Never been expedited. I mean, the archaeologists still, you know. Refused to do anything about it. So the only ones that's really working on trying to document this is, you know, this little group of Frank Joseph, which includes me, and then we want to thank this woman, Annie. She has a restaurant down there in Lake Mills, and her son-in-law has a pontoon. So this summer he would take us out on the pontoon, you know, so that. You know, we had something, you know, nice and convenient to do our dives and that. But we found some amazing things. Frank Joseph is going to introduce that this year. He's going to be showing the pictures and the videos this year at the conference. Because nobody knows about it. As a matter of fact, you're the only one that I've done a show about with this. So.
Well, good. I always like an exclusive.
Yep, so, well,
well
you got
not,
it.
It's not exclusive. Well, you've known about it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you know me. I know about everything. And if I don't know about it, I claim I do. So what
yeah.
the heck?
Now,
we've got Kathleen Martin. That's Betty, Betty and Barney Hill's niece.
Yeah, right. I know her, and she. I met her with Stan Friedman one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've written several books together, and so anyhow, she's going to do a couple shows, and then they're going to finish it up the last night or the last day of her and Stanton actually doing a lecture together, which is going to be kind of fun. Yeah.
Not kind of fun. That'll be exciting.
That will be very, you bet it will be. We have Bonnie Meyer coming. Bonnie is an abductee from
Yeah, I know
Wisconsin.
Bonnie. She's from Wisconsin, I think, or Michigan, one or the other.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
And I met her at the Laughlin Conference once.
Yeah, she's just a down-to-earth type of a lady, and, you know, you talk to her, you know, she's down-to-earth.
She's got a pretty... A far-out story. It's interesting. The captain of the spacecraft looked like a big bird or something.
And you know what? When I first heard that story, I'm thinking, okay. You know? But you know what? I have proof now. Okay,
you're a believer.
I have proof, which we're going to be introducing at the Burlington Vortex Conference, that these birdmen that she talked about actually do exist. And we have photos of them, and a witness of another witness that have met these. That actually, okay, I don't know how far I can go with this, actually worked for military intelligence that told me about these bird people, and that our government has known about them since, and not only known about them but has worked with them since World War I. And he's telling me about these and trying to describe what they look like, because he had seen them, him and his troop had seen them. And anyhow, I pulled up Bonnie Myers' site, and I said, look like this. And he says, that's them. So they, by golly, she was telling the truth. And we've actually photographed, so we've got several different photographs of these.
Will they be showing
aliens.
Those photographs at the conference?
Yes, they will. Yes. As a matter of fact...
Can you get tickets to the individual events, or you have to buy
them? Yeah, well, they can buy them by the day, by 2-day, 3-day, or if they, you know, they only want to listen to one speaker, they can pay $25 at the door, do a greet and meet, and then take in one speaker for $25.
No. What do you have a special website for the Vortex Conference?
Yes, it's burlingtonnews.net/conference.
Okay. Now go ahead.
And we got Dennis Crenshaw coming. Dennis Crenshaw, he's one of the leading experts of inner earth, underground tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also going to be talking about the flying machines of the 1800s. We have Rick Osmond coming in. He's a very interesting character.
No, I don't know about him.
Rick is one of the leading authorities on the stone forts of the Ohio Valley. You know, the ancient Vikings. He's going to be talking about King Arthur being here in North America, and actually about there was a. When King Arthur died, he actually died here in North America and was mummified and put into this cave. And then there was like inscriptions, here lies the remains of King Arthur, da da da. And then he had to stay in that cave. They kept him in that cave for so long, so many years. And then after a certain time, then they took him by ship across the sea to his homeland, and then buried him in the crypt, you know. But anyhow, so he's going to be bringing in photographs of this cave and the inscriptions, and talking about these ancient people that were here, you know, Merlin and King Arthur. And then Peter Moon's going to be backing his story, you know, his story up with what he knows about King Arthur. But he calls King Arthur, or Peter Moon calls King Arthur Madog. So he was known by Madog, and Arthur, of course. Fritz Zimmerman's going to be here, And Fritz Zimmerman is he's another leading expert of the mounds, earthen mounds of the Ohio Valley. So anyhow,
sounds like you have a great conference.
Yeah, so we've got, and so we've got, so again, Stanton Friedman, Kathleen Martin, Bonnie Meyer, Frank Joseph, Peter Moon, Don Schmidt, Dennis Crenshaw, Rick Osmond, Fritz Zimmerman, and that's the ones just for the 3 days. And then we've got, you know, other, you know, local people come, local artists coming in too. And there's going to be Candy Shatkins. She's done very well with her book Haunted Kenosha, and she's going to be here in the in during appreciation days. We have another wonderful lady that has dedicated years to the research of her book, The Primal Primordial Language, Confirmation of the Divine Creator. But boy, I mean, so she's going to be here, you know, during Appreciation Day. We've got Steve Sullivan. He was partners with name slips me, Bray Road Beast. He does shows on the Brave Road Beast. Him and Linda Godfrey used to have their own radio show. Okay, you know Linda Godfrey.
And you have all the information on the website.
Right, and then I got Blake Cahoon. She's been doing books. I mean, and we've got Mary Jo Fari. And the list just goes on and on. So we've got some great people that will be here prior to, you know, our big speakers
sounds like
so I mean, we just got something going on.
People might consider spending the whole week.
Well, yeah, and then besides that, I put it at a perfect time because guess what we have during that week? The city puts on the Halloween parade. So, you know, I kind of take advantage of that, you know, because everybody's all dressed up and there's trick-or-treating and the big Halloween parade down here in Burlington and, you know, festivities going on, you know, all over town, you know, celebrating Halloween.
Why don't you tell listeners exactly where Burlington is?
Burlington is...
I mean, that's a pretty nice area this time of year.
It really is. It's Burlington's located right between Chicago and Milwaukee, right next to Lake Geneva. And so it's kind of, you know, it's very convenient to get to. Okay, you can get to the Chicago airport and drive in, or Milwaukee airport. You can get there. You can always get there from here or here from there, whatever.
And people in the upper Midwest, that's within driving distance, and have several population centers.
Well, last year we had them coming from Nevada and Canada. We had people from California. I mean, so it's getting big. I mean, you know, people are coming from all over the nation for this.
The dates again is Halloween week, but
October 25th through the 31st.